Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at the Dalai Lama.
He's very famous.
Yes, he is. He's a 4-6 generator on the right angle cross of tension in the quarter of civilization. Fifth color, left fixed, split definition. He's got a conscious 40-37 with the 37 also unconscious, and that is split off from a totally unconscious 360.
Talk about an influential role model, right? But open G center, you know, looking for his place, looking for his home, where is my place? I mean, he knows, I think, where his place is, what he thinks is his place. So far, it isn't his place.
Well, you know, it's really interesting when you look at it and they talk about the fact that the spirituality in Tibet really came out of India, and that really he said things like that, you know, that the Tibetan religion is like the disciple of India, and here he is in India. So, I mean, I have to say, in 2011, there's this Watkins report, but that they listed him as the second most spiritually influential person in the world. So, yes, he has enormous influence and has, you know, really for years and years as this spiritual leader. I mean, I think this is part of the interesting, you know, question about the Dalai Lama, is that, you know, he's a spiritual leader and he's also been this political leader, which I think there are many that are a bit dissatisfied with what he's done on that level. But that spiritually, I think one of the biggest things he's done is this interfaith dialogue. I mean, he's met with the popes, he's met with the Jews, right. He's met with everyone. And that in that way, I think that's where his influence, you know, has really come from. And it's so interesting that this 40-37, that's not nodal, that's not in the sun earth, you know, it's actually coming from the moon, right? And then the Saturn, right. Both fifth lines, right? This really, you know,
projection of love and community and
community, you know, through the spirit for everyone of every kind, right? I mean, and really in some ways when you look at you know, the impact that he's really had, that's really it. And Ra always talked about that these spiritual leaders, these mystics, the thing that they all had in common is this individuality, right?
Right.
And here he is with this unconscious 360, right?
Oh, I think if he had never left Tibet, he would not be this second on the list. He would be kind of a, he's the guy in Tibet.
They probably would have killed him. I think frankly, you know, the reason he left was that his life was really in danger, and that he probably would have either been killed or locked away for all these years. Yes, you're right. I mean, that the trajectory for him was to leave.
Oh, thanks to the Chinese, he's one of the most influential, right?
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, 36 gate, third line, endure crisis, embrace change. But that channel 360... Now, he has third gate, fifth line, victimization, mm-hmm. which is certainly that kind of, oh, is that the projection? Yes,
well,
yes.
Well, yeah, and these, you know, it's these actions designed to overcome confusion, they alienate others. I mean, it's like just recently, you know, he was talking about what was going on in Tibet, and, you know, he's just trying to, you know, help out, overcome the confusion about what's going on there. And the Chinese, of course, are coming and saying, no, you're fomenting, you know, you really, you know. And so it's been a very public, you know, demonstration of that, I think, over and over, that he's just trying to, you know, overcome the confusion. And no, he's just alienated.
Well, you know, when you think, you know, we're not in charge of this.
No.
I mean, he's just being driven along his design. And when you see that 360, these are agents of evolution, agents of mutation. Talk about a new community of man and about changing, you know, that 360, they change the frequency. You know, they mutate. And certainly he's done that. Now, I don't know what he thinks he's doing or why he thinks he's really not in the right place. I mean, with an open G center, your place is really the world, you know, a citizen of the world.
And I think that's really what we've seen, that he's become a citizen of the world, and that, you know, he's created this whole community, Dharamsala, in India, which is very large and, you know, is really set up with, it's considered, you know, the Tibet in exile. And you know, interestingly enough, that this year, he has finally stepped down. In May, they ratified this amendment, and so basically his administrative political authority has been given to this democratically elected leaders of the administration there in Dharamsala. So he's still, you know, the spiritual leader, but he has now, you know, stepped down from, you know, this administrative political
role. No, his influence... Yeah, look at that second gate. I mean, such interesting lines.
Right, genius.
Natural gift for unlearnable knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Higher knowing with the fifth line.
Right.
You know, it's like the application of this unlearnable knowing.
And he's a 61 too, you know, the natural brilliance. And I think, you know, we've really seen that with the books that he's written, with you know, his speaking and... I find it interesting in looking at some of these very famous people and, you know, and how they got there. And it's like we have royalty, okay, they come into this special position in life. I mean, they're born into it. Well, this is a spiritual royalty. I mean, he's born into this. I mean, he's, you know, in some farm out in the middle of nowhere, right? And they find him because, you know, he actually can identify. They give him all these toys, right? And he correctly picks the ones that, you know, he's the 14th Dalai Lama, and he knows which belong to the 13th, right? So, you know, here's this, you know, birth that brings him into this particular role in life. And then we watch it play out, right? And it's just fascinating then to look at their charts and you know, look at the inner workings in this way, right? And it's like...
brilliance, I mean, the natural brilliance you mentioned, the 56-2, isolated genius.
Right.
You know, stimulating, but idealism, the ideas, and
you know, this 56-2, the linkage, this genius for stimulating expression that, you know, takes time to mature and needs recognition, you know, and obviously over time, we've seen him become more and more influential, you know, in that sense. And linking, I think, you know, linking things at this really deep spiritual level.
Right. Well, 12th gate, fourth line in detriment. A voice in the wilderness, the prophet, you know?
Right.
And, you know, so that he is definitely this person. It's four activations, I think. Is it four of the 62nd gate? About exalting restraint, second line, fourth line and fifth line. You know, the discipline to apply restraint, asceticism, reaching out to others,
and
fifth line.
He's known to be so disciplined. You know, I mean, this guy is up at 4 o'clock in the morning and doing all his meditations. And, he has a defined ego. So, I mean, you know, he really has this willpower, you know, to persevere, I think, you know, probably not a lot of this, obviously, I don't think it's been very easy. I mean, that's the other thing, is like, here's this role that's so visible, that so many people are depending on, just like with royalty, right? And then we have the man himself. I mean, he's just a man.
Yeah, no, 43rd gate, fourth line, the one track mind. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really what people, he just won't let go of this Tibet thing, you know. And but seven fourth lines in his design, mm-hmm. along with the profile,
right.
You know, is a 4-6. So friendliness and that warmth, that intimacy that comes with, he's a member of your family. And then 37th gate, fifth line, love.
But then he's a role model. I mean, those sixes. And this whole thing about being on the cross of tension, right? And provoking something, you know, within this quarter of civilization. You know, he really has been, I think, an agent that has been so provocative over these years, you know.
You're right.
You know, provoking people, I think, to basically think in a more spiritual way. I mean,
to look at the 55th gate, that he would be provoking, you know, the tension to find the right spirit. You know, that would make him a single definition. You know, and it would be very much in keeping with that 360 channel of individual mutation. So,
I
you
saw
know,
him speak once. I mean,
didn't.
he, I mean, his presence is, you know, I mean, it's, you know, there's no mistake that he's reached where he has. And a lot of it, I think, is because his own personal discipline to really follow, you know, and that's in his chart, to follow these ideals, you know, to follow his law in that way, to live according to how, you know, he really
Well,
knows,
he's an ego being.
you know.
You know, he has the will for it. I mean, I'm sure the Chinese would say he's just willful.
Oh,
And,
it's, yeah, it's this 57, the 57-2, cleansing, the clarity to establish proper values and ideals, you know, and it's accompanied by this determination to maintain them.
yeah, no, strong community. It's about the community. And I would say, really, this family of man, which now I think maybe he's real, you know, it's not about Tibet. It's
No,
about.
and I think that's what we've actually seen is that's part of him giving up this whole political role, right? That he stays as the spiritual, you know, dignitary, because that's actually what he, I think, really came for, and that, you know, he at the same time was representing Tibet. I mean, you know, there was all of this when he said that basically that Tibet was under India in this way at the spiritual level. I mean, he got all kinds of flack for that, right? That how could he be speaking for Tibet if he's saying things like this? He's really an Indian, right? And it's like, well, I think he's really at the political level, of course, kind of done with what he could do there. You know, it's in the hands of others at this point.
And I think we're about out of time, Teresa. So say good night.
Good night, Teresa.